Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The coronavirus pandemic seems to be slowing down the conflicts of our world today. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ken, from your vantage point there in southern France, talk to me about the fact, is this coronavirus slowing the world's conflicts or seemingly intensifying them?
Well, I think for the time being, it's slowing things down because, you know, NATO and the United States and our allies in NATO are forced to reduce our military operations. We've done that in Iraq. You hear very little about Western military operations in Syria. The truce that the Russians negotiated with Turkey in northern Syria that went into effect on March 6th still seems to be holding more or less. There have not been mass violations of the truce. While that is going on, of course, you have Iranian-backed militias in Syria, surely with a wink and a nod from the Syrian government and probably from the Russians themselves. They've been moving up weapons and material and men closer to Idlib in the northwest of the country in preparation for a future battle. That battle has not happened yet. One has to wonder how this Chinese virus came about, how it left China, infected Europe, infected the United States, infected Iran as well, but essentially left almost all of the Middle East and Africa and Russia unaffected. Even Beijing was not hit with a virus. They closed down Hubei province, where Wuhan is, but Beijing was not particularly affected. They had some cases, but they were pretty much shut down.
Ken Timmerman with his analysis of how the coronavirus pandemic seems to be slowing down the growth and intensity of the conflicts around our world. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ken's report on the conflicts of this world today seemingly slowing down is very interesting in light of the prophetic scenario that is found in the pages of Bible prophecy. In Matthew chapter 24, the Olivet Discourse, Jesus spoke of events that will happen during the tribulation period. That's that seven-year period of time between the rapture and the second coming. Jesus mentions deception in Matthew 24, verses 4, 5, 11, and 24. He speaks of wars and rumors of wars, and in verse 7 of Matthew 24, he mentions pestilence, pandemic disease. As we watch all of these things happening, we must remember they happen during the tribulation period after the rapture. Today's events are only a precursor to the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...